Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
While many across the state are familiar with the Montana Family Foundation and our work at the Capitol and in the courts, listeners may be less familiar with our partner organization, the Montana Family Institute. While the foundation is involved in advocacy, the institute focuses on research and education. A prime example would be a poll conducted this week by the institute to determine Montana's attitudes on a variety of issues. The poll consisted of live calls with 500 likely voters and had a margin of error of plus or minus 4%. What we found was exciting. One of the benefits of polling the same issues over a number of decades is the ability to spot trends, and one of the most astonishing trends has to do with voter attitudes towards school choice. In 2009, we began a serious effort to bring school choice to Montana. Over 2,000 kids were dropping out of Montana schools every year, and school choice was working in other states to increase graduation rates. Since legislative decisions are data-driven, we needed to collect data to make our case. We commissioned our first-ever school choice poll, and the results were interesting. Montanans were mildly familiar with the concept of school choice and were somewhat in favor. Republicans were much more supportive than Democrats, but there was lots of work to do. Bringing legislators up to speed was the first step, followed by the general population as a whole. Over the years, we lobbied hard, held conferences, passed a tax credit scholarship bill, and won a huge victory at the U.S. Supreme Court. All of which built momentum and drove the issue to the forefront. All the while, we kept on polling and watched the numbers trend increasingly in our favor. Now, fast forward 12 years to our latest poll. For the first time since we began asking the question, less than half of the respondents said that they would send their children to a traditional public school if given the choice. When broken down by political party, 70% of Democrats would choose a public school, compared to just 31% of Republicans and 55% of independents. 69% of Montanans said that they support school choice overall, and those numbers become even more dramatic when broken down by political party. A whopping 85% of Republicans are now in support, followed by 64% of independents and 48% of Democrats. And regardless of which type of school they preferred, voters cited quality of schools, quality of education, and the quality of teachers as the leading reasons behind their school preference. Suffice to say, these numbers are encouraging. Gone are the days of one-size-fits-all education. Every child is different, and here in the 21st century, it's now possible to customize an educational setting that fits nearly every style of learning. Parents want the best education for their child at an affordable price, and that desire is driving public policy. Clearly, school choice is an idea whose time has come. The polls prove it, and policymakers always want to be on the right side of a trend line. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.